Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
New rules will soon take effect in Phoenix to target so-called party houses in residential neighborhoods. Yesterday, the city council approved an ordinance aimed at short-term rentals. KJZZ's Christina Estes attended the meeting and joins me now to talk about the changes. Christina, we're talking about Phoenix here, but this is clearly not an isolated situation. It's an issue for several communities around the state.
It is. Let me explain how we got here. In 2017, state lawmakers banned cities from regulating short-term rentals. These are houses or condos in residential areas that are rented for 30 days or less. They're often listed on sites like Airbnb, HomeAway, and Expedia. At the time, the legislature told cities they could not treat short-term rentals any different than homes where someone is living for 3 months, 3 years, or even 3 decades.
All right, so what has changed?
State lawmakers basically heard complaints from many constituents and city leaders, so they passed another law that lets cities require registration and ban large special events. And that's what Phoenix will do once the ordinance takes effect in 30 days.
Okay, define for us what a special event is.
If a house is used as a banquet hall or event center, it would be a violation and the property owner could be fined. For example, weddings and receptions are pretty common, and some of these operators are renting nearly year-round. One woman who lives in North Central Phoenix said an out-of-state investor bought the one-acre property behind her and converted a three-bedroom home into a nine-bedroom. Helen Perry Grimwood says it's being advertised as able to sleep up to 32 people.
Our area is zoned only for single family residences, not resorts, boarding houses, or party venues.
Another woman told council members during the month of December the property next to her had events 3 nights a week. And it's not just noise complaints. Listen to Councilwoman Laura Pastor.
There have been shootings. There have been prostitution happening. There has been men urinating as they play beer pong out in a family neighborhood.
Well, it certainly sounds like there are some bad actors. So what about the operators of short-term rentals? Did you hear from any of the operators?
Yes. While some of these houses are owned by people out of state, others are local who say they're vested in the community. One woman said it helps her family financially to be able to rent a guest house on their property. Others stress they are responsible, and they worry the new ordinance could hurt them.
And how would it hurt them?
Well, one man doesn't like the requirement that the property owner or a designated representative respond to police requests within 1 hour. Carrick Sears told the council how it could impact small operators like him.
If I am on an airplane and I was to be contacted, I would not even know of this issue until after the deadline, let alone time to have someone come to the property or be able to speak to it on the phone.
And the flip side to that, of course, is time is money. If police have to respond to a house, then they need to address the issue so they can move on and not be house-sitting for hours.
Sounds like rentals to larger groups are generating the most complaints. Can the city limit the number of people in a house or perhaps require only a family be allowed to rent short-term?
That issue came up. Some residents want the city to require short-term rentals in residential areas to rent only to groups that meet the city's definition of a family household.
Okay, what is that definition?
The city defines a family as either an individual or two or more related people, or it can be a group of no more than 5 people who are not related living together in a single unit. Planning Director Alan Stevenson says enforcing Phoenix's definition of a family would be tough.
If someone says they're a family, we won't challenge that. There's nothing that we can do with that. And so the concern is that you would have neighborhood expectations that we would be going in to shut down a house because neighbors counted more than 5 people going in there. But the reality is that there's families, that would be a part of that. And so it becomes very difficult to enforce.
So he says they will work with the city's legal department and short-term rental operators to see what, if anything, can be done about limiting the number of people.
And we know as the legislative session gets underway, there's a committee already studying the issue of short-term rentals. So I guess we could see more action at the state level, too.
We could.
Okay, that's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Steve.